We're going to teach you some rules of the road today. Sit down and pay attention, because that's what this half hour is going to be like here. Got a couple of good guests in the studio. Lieutenant Chuck Gerund from the Racine County Sheriff's Office. We also have Captain Carrie Madrigal. She is from the Racine County Sheriff's Office as well. And also, you are also, which really plays into this, you're a, I can't read my writing here, safety coordinator. What is that? Highway safety coordinator.
Correct.
If I could read, that would have worked fine. I was using my chicken scratch here. And Tom Nitter from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission is here. We're going to talk about rules of the road. This is, people always say to me, you should be a cop of the road. That's what they tell me, because I'm always griping about people who drive, because I don't think anybody knows how to drive. And they're always annoying me. I get annoyed very easily on the road. People who don't follow the rules. Now, I live on Main Street, and it's 30 miles an hour. You'd never know it, because especially at night, cars going at least 40, 45 miles an hour. And when they get to downtown, it's 25 miles an hour. Again, you'd never know it, because they're pushing me out of the way. They're, getting my car off the road because they want to go 40 miles an hour. They're late for somewhere, and I'm on time. I shouldn't have to speed because you didn't get up early in the morning enough, and that's not my fault. Okay, so enough with me now. I need some therapy for that. So beside that, all right, red lights. I see people go right through they figure, oh, it's yellow, which means, I was told in driver's ed, yellow means clear the intersection. Doesn't mean slow down, it means clear the intersection. Did we all agreed on that?
Yes.
That's true. Clear the intersection. If you're in it. So you are correct on if you're in it, you have to clear the intersection. But if you're approaching it and there's time to do so and you can stop safely, it's actually stop for the yellow traffic signal.
Right. If you it doesn't mean hit the gas and get through it as quick as you can. Yeah. What bothers me is when my light turns green, there's always somebody still going through there because they don't care. They say, well, it's just turned red. That's good enough. It's not good enough to go through. And you can catch them now because there are cameras, right? You get those red light cameras now?
There are some areas that have.
I want to catch them. How do we catch them? That's what I want to get. I want to catch those people.
We put a cop at every intersection. Let's do it.
Let's do it. I'll pay for it. Okay. So it's clear the intersection if it's yellow. Doesn't mean hit the gas and get through there as quick as you can. You know, I don't know if you guys remember this, and I don't know if it was where I grew up. There was a city that had no yellow lights. It was red and green, and for yellow, the red and the green would come on at the same time, and that was the same as yellow.
Interesting.
And I don't know, do you guys remember those lights?
No, I don't remember.
It was in parts of New York City where they didn't have yellow lights. It was red and green, and when they both came on, that was the equivalent of yellow.
That was your warning.
Yeah, that was the warning. But I can't believe anybody remembers it. I know I didn't dream it. I know it was really true. Okay, so let's review exactly what's written here. Yellow. When you see a yellow light or following the green light, you should stop before entering the intersection unless you're so close that a stop may not be safe. A yellow light does not mean hit the gas, speed up, and race through the intersection. That's how people get killed. Another thing, if the guy behind you thinks he wants to go through the yellow light and you stop, bend a bender. Because he said, go, keep going. You can't do that. People drive like lunatics. That's how body shops stay in business. I mean, because you're always denting cars and so forth.
Well, Don, you always have had to drive defensively, but I think even in today's world, it's even more critical.
You know what they say the definition of a New York second is? And I remember this. When the other person's light turns red, yours isn't green, and you're hitting a horn, even though your light is still red. Start moving, his light's red. And believe me, I've been through that. People do it. Okay, you get a red light, and traffic facing a red signal must stop before entering the crosswalk or before entering the intersection and must remain stopped until the light changes to green or some other signal permitting movement, such as a green arrow. As simple as it is, people pass red lights all the time. Now, I understand. Maybe something would caught your attention. You weren't paying attention for a second. And it happens once in your lifetime. You'll pass a red light. It's not the end of the world unless you kill somebody doing it. I watch some of these police chases. And they just go through red lights, stop signs, with no care about anybody else going through there. And occasionally hit somebody and it'll be a serious accident. I mean, I don't know who first came up with the light system because, you know, before cars, they didn't have it for horses. So somebody had to come up with that system of red lights, green lights, yellow lights. I mean, what a genius idea. What did they do before that when they first had cars? Just had to hope for the best.
Yeah. Well, I think, and then the two of you, please come in and say things, but it has to do with traffic volume and coordination of traffic movement. So before that, they, you know, maybe a stop sign was adequate or whatever. And, you know, as traffic increases on a roadway, or if they end up with serious crashes many times, that's something where it will result in a traffic signal. You know, there's professionals, traffic engineers that look at this stuff. In fact, that's a part of our traffic safety commission. We have the engineering staff from the county. And when we review the fatal traffic crashes and so forth, we always take a look and see, is there anything with the roadway, anything with signage, anything that can be put in place physically to improve the safety in that particular roadway.
When I went to high school in driver's ed, they used to show us the accident films, the 16mm. They always came from the Ohio State Police because they put them out. They made 16mm, and they were graphic. They didn't hide anything. Pieces of people on the road, decapitated. They showed it because they wanted to scare us, which was a good idea because here we are, you know, 60 years later, I'm still remembering when I saw it in school. Give us some of the best excuses when you stop people for speeding, going through lights. Come on, give us you got to hear some really good ones.
They're having their baby.
And that's a guy speaking.
And they're, and they're really not. Bathroom is a popular one. Mm-hmm. Somebody's sick or, you know, trying to use a tragedy sometimes. And it's really not true. But
and you could tell.
Yeah.
They have to get to the hospital for something. Someone is, you know, in dire need. They're trying to get to some place.
Sometimes when we say, well, we'll get an ambulance here, or, well, I'll get you to the hospital, or, you know, what do we need to do here? And then sometimes they change their tune. And
yeah, right. I'll get you to the, follow me. I'll get you to the hospital. Well, I wasn't that bad. I'm feeling a little better now. I mean, why can't people just come clean and say, all right, I made a mistake. I ran the red light. I thought I'd get through it. I mean, you can get the same ticket. It doesn't matter. You don't write the excuse on the ticket. It's the same ticket, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
You don't fall for this stuff, do you, by the way? Okay.
No.
I'm trying to figure out what I can use.
We're all pretty jaded after a while.
I mean, it would be, you know, certainly if we see the violation or something like that, and we do appreciate when a person just comes forward and is honest and, you know, says, hey, I haven't had a ticket in forever, and you're right, I was speeding or whatever. Maybe there's going to be a little bit grace shown on that person if they're not going so fast.
So honesty works.
If the violation's not that serious, you know, an officer can use some discretion. So
it doesn't hurt. Honesty is always the best policy.
Did you just make that up? Let me write that down. Honesty is the best policy. Carrie said that on this date. Oh, that's
absolutely
good.
You know, you mentioned distracting distractions.
Oh, and there's more than ever now.
There are more than ever. And cell phones. And, of course, when we're driving in our personal vehicles, you know, you look over at the vehicle next to you, or you're at a stoplight and you're sitting there and everybody's on their cell phone, you know, or they're doing something, or they're engaging in anything but what they're there to do is to drive.
Or they're eating breakfast while driving. Yes. Or they're
putting on makeup,
shaving, combing their hair. Yeah. But I like the one eating breakfast. You see the breakfast sandwich up there? They got both hands on the. Give me a break. Yeah. I'm going to die in a traffic crash so you can have an Egg McMuffin? That doesn't make sense. They're going to put that on my grave? He was killed by an Egg McMuffin. We are talking to Lieutenant Chuck Gerrand from the Racine County Sheriff's Office. Also, Captain Carrie Madrigal, who's from the Racine County Sheriff's Office, and also Highway Safety Coordinator, and Tom Ditter from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. We're talking about rules of the road, a lot of rules people need a refresher course on. We talked about the lights, red, yellow, and green. You figure people would know what that stuff is, but they don't. That's why people get tickets all the time, because they don't know. They don't care. Here's one of my biggest pet peeves when we talk about rules of the road, tailgating. Now, I get here, I leave the house at 5:15, not a lot of cars on the road, but invariably there's always one that's so close to my bumper, you can't see the headlights because they're that close. And I can't even hit the brakes because if I hit the brakes, the guy's going to be up my you-know-where. So I just, you know, I'm not going to speed up because the speed limit's 30 miles an hour on 16th Street. I am not going to go any faster. Then they got to show me they're angry. So they go on the right of me, or they go to the left, and they hit that gap to show they're mad at me, and they beep the horn.
And then Don's involved in a road rage incident.
No.
And we're getting the sheriff's office is getting called.
Not me. I don't. I just go about my business in the morning because I'm here a half hour before I need to be. Just because this guy's late doesn't mean I have to speed up and get a ticket. I don't do that. And then if they see the gates coming down for the railroad on 16th Street, they try to beat it. They go around me and they try to get through it. So far, they've made it. This is going to hit one time and they're not going to make it. And it happens all the time. Cars get hit by trains. You don't know how close that train is. You have no idea. All right, let's talk about tailgating. Enough with my stuff I need to go.
That's going to be next month's topic or whatever for real crossing safety.
Enough with my...
Is it
really?
Yeah.
Enough with my therapy here. All right. Tailgating dangerous. Violators receive citations, even worse, cause crashes, injuring themselves, other people. And what's really worse is when we get snow here and they tailgate. How stupid is that?
Yes.
Because you're going to hit those brakes. You're not going to stop. Well, you may. It's, you know, it's a gamble whether you're going to stop or not.
So this might go back a few years for some, but the four-second rule, now they say the four-second rule of following somebody. So if the vehicle in front of you is driving down the road and pick an object, a stationary object that it passed, and count 1,001, 1,002 until you get to 1,004, and that's the closest you should be to the vehicle in front of you. You know, and they say to add a second for lighting conditions or road conditions if it's icy or snowy out or what have you. So that's the rule that you should be following when you're driving behind somebody.
You know, I always wondered, did these people ever take a road test? How did they ever pass a road test? I mean, I failed my first road test because I came to a four-way intersection and the guy on the right of me waved me on. He could see I was trained. They had one of those things. And he waved me on. And I went, and I saw the guy next to me. He started writing, and he failed me. He said, you shouldn't have gone. I said, he waved me on. He said, I don't care if he waved you on. Shouldn't go. All right.
Really a good refresher, I think, at times, and certainly for parents to cover with their new drivers and their family, is just go to Wisconsin.com, DOT, Wisconsin DOT, and look up the Wisconsin Driver's Handbook and, you know, refresh your family on some of these things that you have to do every day.
Could you imagine if everybody had to take their road test again in this country? There'd be nobody driving.
Might be interesting.
Well, people would still be driving. I'm sad to say, because we have a lot of people that are on the road without a license.
Oh, I watch these YouTube things. They pull up to somebody and they say, can I see you? I don't have it with me. What do you mean you don't have it with you? How do you not have it in your wallet? I have in my wallet is my driver's license, my insurance card, my registration. I think everything but my birth certificate's in there. I mean, how do you not have it? Then they find out it was suspended, and they say, well, I'm going to drive home. No, you're not. You don't have a license. Well, I really do. No, you don't. It's suspended. You don't have one. Correct. If you had one, I wouldn't pull you over.
Well, a lot of times they need to get to work, you know, and that's the reason why they're traveling. And a lot of times they may have issues with their vehicle, or they will violate the law, you know, something roll through a stop sign or go through a traffic signal
that's turning, what have you. The rolling stop signs.
Yeah, I mean, we could do 8 sessions on just the rules of the road here and all the infractions.
So I'm at Kohl's the other day, Kohl's department store right here in Racine. And they have 2 stop signs before the crosswalks. And I'm walking. The guy blows a step just right through it. And I yell out the big, I'm cursing and screaming at this guy. Just see the blanket stop sign, you moron? Right, almost hit me. Because he's not paying attention or, oh, I don't need to stop. That's not really a stop sign. Yes, it's really a stop sign. We'll get to that later on. I got to ask you about, and I see these YouTube videos for the sovereign citizens who don't need a driver's license. They don't need, they're just traveling. They don't need a license plate. You ever run into any of those?
We do at times.
Do you really?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It's one of our biggest challenges. And law enforcement don't want to make a bigger issue out of something so minor as a traffic violation. So when you're, you know, state law, you're driving a vehicle, you have to identify yourself and have some ID. But some people they think otherwise of it. And, you know, it leads into a misdemeanor crime of obstructing, and which could lead to resisting. And, people, sometimes a trip to jail, and it's just not worth it. We don't understand why some people want to go through all this. And
has it ever worked?
No.
So why do these people do it? It's not going to work. When they stop you, well, I'm a sovereign citizen. Oh, then by all means, go.
They're listening and watching the wrong YouTube videos.
But it doesn't work. They should know that. All right. Well, what am I going to tell you? Seatbelts, a bone of contention with a lot of people. First of all, I think the best thing cars ever did was put that dinging noise in there, because it'll drive you crazy if you don't put the seatbelt on. And I always wear a seatbelt. I always have. My first car didn't have seatbelts in it. They just didn't make them. And I remember the first car in our neighborhood that had seatbelts. Everybody went into Robbie Jacobs' mother's car, and we all buckled it. It was just a waist belt. It wasn't the shoulder thing they have today. Everybody wanted to try it on because she had the first car in the neighborhood with seatbelts. Whoa, look at this. And we just didn't have them. And, you know, it's hard to believe today that we all drove around and weren't buckled in or anything.
Yeah.
But nowadays, you got to buckle in. I mean, even if you get a fender bender, I mean, if you don't have that seatbelt on, you want to go hit the steering wheel with your head? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just not worth it. And it's not a big deal. Just buckle it in. What are you going to do?
I had looked up a little research on seatbelts, and it was actually up. 2023 was actually up to like near 92% usage, 92 or 93.
People using it.
And then it went down in 24 slightly. But overall, there seems to be an increase in people using their seatbelt or child safety restraints. So that's a positive thing.
I remember when my daughter was born, we lived in Atlanta. And they said, where's your baby seat? For she's not getting out of the hospital unless we have a car seat. I said, it's in there. We have to inspect it. That was back in 1980. So they had somebody from the hospital come out. All right, this one's good. You can put her in the seat now. Before car seats, they used to just let their kids lay in the back seat. And they're moving around, jumping around like, you know, lotto balls in the back seat, you know, hitting the ceiling. Yeah. I mean, nobody did anything about it. Well, let's talk about, because we have to come back after the break here to finish up here. But seatbelts, using seatbelts, an incredibly effective and simple way to save lives. It took them, I think, the 1960s to finally decide to put them in cars. What took them so long? What were they thinking about in the 50s? Didn't anybody come up with this idea? Maybe we should have something to hold people from going through the windshield.
Probably a lot of fatal accidents.
Or the car dealers didn't, you know, manufacturers didn't want to spend the money.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guess. All right. Drivers and pay. Oh, let's see what we got here. Consistent seatbelt use by all occupants, including those in rear seats, is the single most effective way to protect against being ejected from a vehicle or being thrown around violently during a crash. I saw one of the YouTube crashes the other day. It was a police chase, and the person ran a red light, hit somebody. They were ejected from the car, and of course, they died. It was the innocent victim died. They weren't wearing a seatbelt. They found him in the woods. They went right through. I can't imagine flying through the windshield and winding up in the woods. That's just how violent a crash it would have been. Mm. We're talking about staying safe this morning. We have a whole bunch of people in here. It's a full house today. We have Lieutenant Chuck Guerin from the Racine County Sheriff's Office. Also, Captain Carrie Madrigal from the Racine County Sheriff's Office. And she's also the Highway Safety Coordinator. And Tom Nitter from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. You can follow us online, RacineCounty/staying safe. RacineCounty/staying safe. And we are talking about rules of the road. And it's an important topic with me because I follow the rules of the road. And a lot of people don't. Let's talk about that. We're talking about seatbelts. They're mandatory in cars now, but once they weren't mandatory, you didn't have to wear a seatbelt. And I remember when the law went into effect, a lot of people didn't like it because they didn't like the government telling them they had to do something. And my mom and dad, you wear the seatbelt. And my brother was one of the big people that said, yeah, but they have no right to tell, wear the seatbelt or you're not getting in that car. But I know a lot of people felt like that. They said, how dare you tell me how to do it? But, you know, and again, driving is not a right. It's a privilege. And if you're going to get the privilege, you got to follow the rules of the road. And one of them is wearing seatbelts. You get a lot of people, as soon as you pull them over, you see them reach for the belt and pull it over.
Some of you can see them put the seatbelt on as soon as they get stopped.
You see, all of a sudden the arm goes up and you see pull over. But you got them on a camera now. Dash cameras, so you can catch them, right?
We actually don't have dash cams
right
now.
You're not supposed to tell people that.
But we are getting them actually this year.
They'll be here tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Correct, right. Yes. There you go.
Don't tell them what you don't have. What's it, $10 for their seatbelt? What's
it? It is $10 for an adult driver, yeah. Passenger.
And I can't believe people don't belt their kids in the back. Again, they'll be bouncing around like lotto balls if you... You know, if you don't have
get into an accident,
you figured
and it's
you
just
want them belted in. Now, the law doesn't apply to the passengers in the back seat, does it? Being seat belted in, I always heard that it doesn't.
Yeah, everybody
it
needs a seat belt.
Oh, so it's everybody.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I haven't. Well, nobody sits in the back seat of my car, but who knows where those belts are? They're tucked in somewhere. I don't think I've never had a person sit in the back seat of my car. My wife's car, yeah, but not mine.
So what time do you get done today? We'll
show up. You can give us a ride. Yeah.
Oh, you don't.
We'll see how safe you really drive, Don. Yeah.
See, my front seat is broken. It's stuck in the back position. It can't move forward. And I went to the Chevy dealership here, and they said, well, we can't find a seat for your car. We'll keep looking. They said, it won't move. It's stuck, which is good for me because I'm 6'3", and I need the seat back all the way. My wife tries to sit in it, and she can't move it forward, which is fine. I don't care, you know.
A lot of leg room.
Yeah, that's what I need. And not with that, you don't want this steering wheel sitting in the gut.
Yeah.
Okay, drivers and passengers who are hurt or killed in traffic crashes because they don't buckle up create tremendous economic losses, such as medical expenses, lost worker productivity. The rest of society pays for nearly 75% of these economic losses through higher insurance premiums, taxes, other public funding. That's according to the National Transportation Safety Board. In 2023, economic losses from traffic fatalities and injuries here in Wisconsin cost more than $33.2 billion with a B dollars. That's according to the 2023 Wisconsin Traffic Crash Facts. Whoa, that's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
That's because they're not buckling up, huh?
Well, and just some things to think about through the state of Wisconsin, their stats for crashes. One crash happens every 4 minutes in the state of Wisconsin. One property damage crash happens every 5 minutes. One injury or fatal crash happens every 21 minutes.
So while we've been on the air, there have been at least two fatal traffic crashes in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin reported that there were, I think it was just over 127,000 accidents reported in the state of Wisconsin for 2024. So, you know, all these things that we're talking about and, you know, we want people to drive safe, it leads to crashes. It leads to people getting hurt. It leads to a lot of property damage and, higher insurance rates and everything else.
Then there's drive right, pass on the left. Now you always see it on the back of trucks, big semis. Don't pass on the right, pass me on the left, because they can't see you coming up. When I go down 16th Street in the morning, you know, when they get angry at me, they try to pass me on the right, but there are cars parked there. And when it's dark outside, I could see them, and they try to speed up to get past me, and they want me to stop in the middle of the road so they can get in before they smash into the back of a car. I don't know what to, I'm not going to stop dead in the road because there are other people behind me, too. And, you know, invariably they'll stop and they'll get back into the lane again. But it's scary when you see there's a car in that lane. Where do you think you're going? You know, you're not on a freeway. Oof. I got scared just talking about it. Left lane is designed for passing. The right lane is for more an average driving lane. According to state law, any vehicle traveling at less than the normal speed of traffic, change pages, must be driven in the right lane. Yeah, the slow lane, the grandma lane, the grandpa lane. And as close as practical, except when overtaking or passing another vehicle. Here's another topic that's really annoying to me, blinkers. And it's not a road rage thing, but if somebody gets in front of me without blinking, I make sure that if they're looking in their rearview mirror, I give them the wave, like, just move in and out of traffic. Just I wave them back and forth without using their signal. And then they make a left turn. They still don't use their signal. How difficult is it to turn the signal on? It's not that difficult. I mean, it's not hard to do.
It's there for a reason, and it's to let everyone around you know what you're doing. It's for everyone's safety.
Remember a driver said you had to put your arm out? When you were making, I haven't seen a person do that since I graduated high school.
You see it once in a while. Motorcycles will see it.
Motorcycles will do it.
Extend their middle finger when they put their arm out.
Motorcycles will do it. And if your signals are broken, you're supposed to use it. You're supposed to use it all the time, but nobody does. Use your blinkers. Yes, it's illegal if you don't use your signals to make a maneuver. You are legally required to signal before pulling over, pulling into traffic, changing lanes, parking, merging, turning right and left, etc. And yes, you can get a ticket for failing to signal your intentions. Using your blinkers is required if there are other vehicles around you in the event that other vehicles may be affected by your movement. The use of a turn signal is mandatory. You know, I've got to get something in my front on my dashboard written backwards so they look in the mirror. It just says, use your blinkers, but it lights up and blinks at them so they can, you know, I want to get those kind of things. All right. You need to use intersections, traffic lights, overtaking a cyclist. Oh, always with motorcycles. They don't have this braking ability and, yeah, making turns, switching lanes, pulling away, parking. You know, my wife says when I pull up to the merge section and after I merge, I got to continue left. I always put my signal on because you don't need your signal here. There's nowhere else to go. You've got to turn here. I said, yeah, but it's technically a turn. You know where it is? It's where the old Walgreens is, where they smashed a car through Walgreens at State Memorial.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's, if you're going south, there's a merge lane to get onto State Street.
Mm-hmm.
But once you're in that lane, you can't turn any other way because you don't need to signal here. But I do it anyway. It's like I check the stove 40 times before I leave the house every day. It's one of those things that just, you know, OCD.
It's just a good habit to get into.
Yeah. OCD, I turn. Even when I'm pulling into a parking space and there's nobody else around, I turn. My wife said, what are you using your signal for? There's nobody here. I said, I know, it's just...
You are in a very good habit of doing it.
And also, if somebody else is coming the other way, I wanted to know it's my space. And if they try to take it, this is going to be hell to pay. That's my space.
Very courteous, Don. Very, very courteous.
You know, my dad, we were at Nathan's in Coney Island once, and my dad was pulling into a space. He was halfway in. The lady pulled him from the other side. And my dad said, we're not moving. And he turned off the engine. He said, we're staying here. And she had like three screaming kids in the car, so eventually she had to move. I felt like, just let her have the space. She's got all these kids in the car. I said, she's pulling in from the other direction. You're not supposed to do that. And so anyway, we got the space. And
it's proving a point.
I know. My dad went overboard, though. He threw ice pops at cabs in Manhattan. I did all that kind of stuff. So he was a lunatic to drive with sometimes. But he said, if you don't, you're going to cause a traffic accident. You got to be a little aggressive and so forth. So let's review what we talked about this morning. Quick review. And if you want to have anything to say about it, just pipe in. Stop on red and yellow. Yellow doesn't mean hit the gas and see if you can get through it. Don't tailgate. Causes problems. Makes people irritable like me, you know. Just, and I'm not a road rager, but I do get her. I start screaming in the car. I say, you jump, but they can't hear me. Hey, quick story. So one time I'm driving, and this is back in the early 70s. I'm driving on the road. And these guys are tailgating me. And I give them the middle finger in the rearview mirror. I don't know who's driving in the car. They pull up next to me at a stoplight. And it's like three tough guys in the car. And they said, did you want to say something to us? No, not me. I had nothing to say. They said, we just thought you wanted to give us a message or something.
Yep, nope, you're nope. Number one.
Nope.
I was telling you.
Not me. I had nothing to say. Ugh. I never did it again.
I bet not.
I didn't see them in the rearview mirror. And they said, did you have a message for us? All right, don't tailgate and use seatbelts. Use seatbelts. They're there for a reason. And believe me, you get into an accident, you'll thank God there's seatbelts and those big airbags, too. That was another good invention they mm-hmm. had. People say, well, it hurts to get hit with them. Would you rather go through the windshield? That hurts more.
Mm-hmm.
And drive right, pass on the left. Don't pass, especially a truck or a bus. First of all, you're not supposed to pass a school bus anyway when those things are up. But don't pass them, you know, especially when those school bus stop signs are up. People go right through it.
Yeah.
Do the school buses have cameras now where they can catch them?
They do.
Yes.
And good.
They report to us quite frequently on people that violate their stop.
Did they miss anything this morning? Want to add anything here?
You got it, Don. Just speed. Speed is very important. Follow the speed limit. It makes everything worse. It's drive courteous. And everything that we're talking here today, we don't want to go out and we'd love to have society just, we don't have to give any tickets out because everybody's following the law. But it doesn't happen that way, unfortunately. But everything we're talking about is to reduce your possibility of getting an accident, getting hurt, hurting someone else, and just making it to your destination.
Captain Carey, what do you have there?
Slow down. Today's, you know, everyone's lives is very busy, you know, much different than, say, from the 50s. And there's so many things that have the ability to distract us. And, you know, take time. If you know that it's bad weather, add some time. Give yourself time to get to where you're going, because getting into an accident, getting pulled over and getting a citation is going to slow you down. You're not going to get to your destination.
And it's going to upset your whole day getting a ticket.
It absolutely will. But really, the distractions, put the phones down and pay attention to what you're doing on the road. And everybody will be in a better place. I mean, you'll get to where you're going and you'll wake up tomorrow. So,
Tom, what do you have to add? You look like you're
really, really to nothing say something. To add. The comments that were made are just spot on. It's in your best interest to follow the rules of the road. You're going to be the one that benefits. You won't be getting ticketed. You won't be involved in crashes. You'll add to the benefit of society in terms of the economic costs of crashes and so forth. And a lot of times if people do things, they'll have guilt if they get involved in a crash and they know
or kill somebody.
They know that it was their responsibility and they didn't follow up to their responsibility. So why do that? Be a good citizen. Do the best you can.
We got a saying, Don, don't drive, or some people drive like they got ticket money.
Yeah,
so
right.
don't drive like you got ticket money. Drive a little bit courteous and slow. And
I always tell people driving is a privilege. That privilege can be taken away. It's not a right. There's nothing in the Constitution that says you have a right to drive a car. It's a privilege granted to you by whichever state you're in. So thank you guys for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
We want to thank Lieutenant Chuck Guerin from the Racine County Sheriff's Office. We also have Captain Carrie Madrigal here from the Racine County Sheriff's Office and also the Highway Safety Coordinator. We're going to be hearing more from you, I have a feeling. Okay. And Tom Nitter from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission is here. Thank you for setting this up, Tom.
Well, you're very welcome.
You do a good job. Yeah, I appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks for having us.
Guests here.
This breaks up the morning for me. I like it. Thank you guys for coming in. Drive carefully out there. You hear these guys have a ticket book, and they don't give you a ticket to be mean. They give you a ticket so you'll live a little longer.